How old were you when you did join the trade union?
I should be 16, I should think. Around about 16.
And you
said... used to pay, give this chap, I think it was sixpence. And that was about once a month then.
And was it frowned on then by the owners?
Oh, yes. Yes, the chap was used to be the union man. You didn't have to let anybody see it being passed between you. I hardly ever remember a meeting being called, but I knew where the headquarters was, the man's house. There were nothing else, just at this man's house. And so of course, he wanted to always kept as secret as possible, because if they knew about it, he could be thrown out of his job.
How could it operate if it was sort of secret?
Well, there was the... he was the collector, you see. I suppose he was in contact with the National Union, really, as far as we knew.
So that some pits the union could work in the open, could it, do you think?
No. Not as I know of.
No.
Not in this area, anyway.
Because there was a coal strike in 1919, I think, wasn't
there? Was,
there
was, yes. But a bitter one, yes. Yeah. That was over the money, more or less. Yes.
That wasn't in this area, was it?
It was, yes.
Did it affect
yes.
you?
Yeah. Yes. I think it was out for a short while. War had finished, like, and it was called... we got what was called the Sankey Award, and we went back.
What does that mean?
Well, we all had quite a bit of a balance paid to us, quite a bit. Not sure, I can't quite remember the amount of money, £3 or £4, which was a lot of money.
Was that because you went back?
Mm.
Was it sort of...
Yes, it was because we went back to work. But the union was working a bit then, so they got meetings with the coal owners.
Were you at all active in the union?
I was, yes, I was then. I didn't have a lot to do, like, but I used to attend the meetings, and I was a member of the different committees in the union. I wasn't ever so popular with the... well, I was really, because they knew what was going off, and we never wanted to cause any trouble at all. It was just we weren't satisfied if, you know, perhaps they wanted you to do a bit more work. Your work was allocated in so much yardage, you see, the coal face, and say, well, can't you do another yard or so? Won't hurt you and all that sort of thing. Well, and that would have meant being down the pit quite a bit longer and all that for nothing. Didn't want to pay you extra.
Did they ever come down the pit themselves?
I've never seen a coal owner down. Never seen one.
So they really didn't know what it was like?
No. They weren't interested. They were out in the Mediterranean most of the time enjoying themselves.